Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lottery 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. In July, the Lord gave me two warning dreams I'd like to share with you, and then I received a message while praying that is also a warning message. So please, if you can, hang in there to the end of this video so you can also hear the message. The first dream, I'm only going to give you not all the details, just the main points with both of them, so it won't be so long. In this dream, I was in a house with two people named Raymond and Cheryl. And we were doing all kinds of things in the house. We were talking, we were cleaning, and there were a lot of things that were happening in there. I won't get into detail because it's not really important. But then in the next scene, I found myself in a public square, in like a village or a town outside, and I was with a bunch of other people, and we were talking and seemed to be having a good time. I was enjoying being outside, and after a while it was time to go back home, so I walked home. And when I got home, I noticed something a little bit different about my house, and I don't have a complete interpretation yet of this, but my door was like a hatch to a submarine, like a big round metal iron door. And I thought that was kind of strange. And anyway, I had to literally climb through the door into my house. And then I latched the iron door behind me and went, I guess, into the living room. And all of a sudden, I heard a strange noise. And I turned around and I noticed that the latch to the this door was being opened from the outside. And I got very concerned. And all of a sudden, sure enough, I saw the door open. And I saw like four policemen peering in at me in the house. So I went up to them and very upset that they had come into the house, that they hadn't even knocked. And I asked them what was going on, and they told me that they had heard that I had said something while I was in the town square in the village, when I was outside, when I was talking to the people, that I had said something, and I don't know what I said, but apparently it was offensive. And I don't know if I was under arrest or they were coming to just ask me about it. I really don't remember that part because it was the end of the dream. I just know that I was very shocked that they were there, and I wasn't sure whether I was under arrest or not. And that was the end of the dream. So let me go ahead and give you a quick interpretation. The first part about the house and Raymond and Cheryl. The house represents the church. And I'll tell you why. Because Raymond, the name means wise protector. And we know who is the wise protector, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. So Raymond stood for the Lord. And Cheryl means cherished or beloved, which stands for Christians. So there were Christians in this house, and Jesus was also in the house. So this stood for the church. The second part is a little easier to interpret. And so I believe that this is a warning to the church, to the believers. And it is to be careful what you say and how you say it and to whom. Because there is going to be persecution coming against Christians and the churches. You know, things are different now, and we must learn to seek wisdom from the Lord on what we are to do and what we are to say. It says in Matthew 10:16 that we are to be wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. Now let me go ahead and tell you about the second dream, and it kind of has a similar warning. In this dream, I am with a friend, and we are leaving a building where there are a lot of other people. There's something going on. I don't know what. But as we were leaving, somebody comes up to us, and I think it was like a friend, and asked me this other person, if we agree or disagree about a bill that was now in Congress. And we said we didn't really know what they were talking about, therefore we can't make any comments because we didn't know, and we quickly left. So it was kind of a nothing to us. So we leave. Then the next scene, I find myself standing on a street. I think it was outside my house. And there are lots of other people also there. And it was kind of dark. It was like maybe getting to be, like dusk. It was hard to see very much of what was going on. But one thing I did see that there was, a bus, a big bus on the left-hand side. And I really couldn't move around so much because there were so many people, and at first I just didn't know what was going on. But then I did see that there were also some military men there as well. And so it dawned on me that I was being detained and possibly arrested. And I did have a knowing of why. I knew that it was because that person at the building who had asked us that question had sold us out. And so they had said something that wasn't right or true, and they had sold us out, and so we were reported. And that was just a knowing I had in the dream, and then I woke up. So again, the interpretation is very obvious in this one, that you need to be very careful what you're saying, what you agree with, what you disagree with, or you could find yourself in a mess very quickly. Again, seek the Lord. Seek the Lord for wisdom on this, brothers and sisters. These are warning dreams for the times that are coming. All right, now let me go ahead and read you this message. I received this on August 9th, 2022. Now, I was praying before I got the message, and I kind of saw in the spirit, I would guess I would call it a vision. I saw myself, and I was walking down a wooden path, and to my right, to the left was just thick woods. But to my right, there was like a big cliff. It was like a deep ravine. And as I kept walking, I saw in the distance an overlook so I could go over there and look down. So out of curiosity, I walked to the railing. And whoa, when I got to the railing and looked down, I felt the sense of vertigo because it was the steepest and highest ravine I had ever seen. It was such a drop off, and it just went down. It was like this huge mountain that went down forever, and I don't like heights to begin with, that's probably why I jumped back. So I jumped back kind of out of fear, and that's when I got this. That's when I heard the Lord giving me a message, and this is what I heard. All of a sudden, I heard this. You, America, and the world are at the edge of the precipice. Now, I want to stop there because this is not the first time the Lord has told me about the edge of the precipice. He has told me several times, at different times, that we are just at the edge. And so here we are again. Here we are again. We are at the edge of the precipice. Back to the message. If it falls, it will be a very great fall, not to be recovered again. My people do not understand the seriousness of this fall. They have been mesmerized by false teachings and prophecies that say all will eventually be well. Unless there is great repentance, this is not the truth, but a lie from the enemy. Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because of their depraved ways. Now the world has become Sodom and Gomorrah. America, the great Babylon, has become complicit in leading the world into the ways of Sodom. America is not only the home of Babylon, it is also the daughter of Sodom. However, there are my lights that still shine there, and for that reason I relent for a time. It is the power and the work of the Holy Spirit that holds the final judgments back. However, once removed, my wrath will fall and utter destruction will come. I ask my people to become prayer warriors at this time, to battle in the spirit for the souls all around you and for your brothers and sisters, especially as you see the persecutions increasing. Walk through the fires and I will be with you. The floods that Satan sends will be swallowed by my protection for those whose walk is blameless in me. There will also be those who will be attacked, sentenced, and jailed, but I will still be with them in their time of need. I will do miracles among them as a witness to my power. Hold on as your country stands on the precipice, ready to fall from its mighty position. There is only one safe place to be, under the shadow of my wings, for I will raise you up on eagle's wings, and you will not fall into the abyss that lies below, but will be saved and rescued. Righteousness will spread, and like the light, it will eventually extinguish the darkness that the enemy brings. Hope in me and me alone. This is where your salvation lies. Those who look to the system for their help will be deceived, for it is a corrupt system that is now overtaken. Hope only lies in me and nowhere else. And it is signed, Your Savior Jesus. And then, brothers and sisters, I want to read to you a couple scriptures. First, remember that Jesus will rescue his own from the burning fires, just like the three young men from Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that came out from the midst of fire when Nebuchadnezzar threw them into the fiery furnace. They were able to make it through. We need to trust, obey, and have faith. And we will, when we do that, brothers and sisters, we will be walking down that straight and narrow path that leads to our Lord and Savior Jesus and to his salvation. Now, the scripture I want to read to you is one of my favorite scriptures. It's found in Isaiah 43:2, and it says this, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you."